My name is Marina Nowak, and I'm running for the city council because I lived in Bethel a long time and I worked in Bethel a long time. And when I see something that needs to be improved, I do something about it. And plus, I can speak the language, and I know the problems with health issues, with alcohol and drug addictions and suicides, and people doing these drugs, and they get into activities that they normally wouldn't get into. Whenever we lose a young person who's very sharp, very smart, and then something comes up, they commit suicide. And I always feel, you know, those things are very preventable.
How would you reduce addiction and suicide?
I would reduce addiction and suicide by education.
How long have you lived in Bethel, and how are you involved in the community?
Well, I first came to Bethel when I was 17 years old to work at the old hospital. And then I took 4 years off to go to college to get my Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. But every summer I came back and worked. I first moved here in 1963, then again in 1973. And then I got sick, so I was in Anchorage until March 15, 2015. That's when I came back again.
How are you involved in the community of Bethel?
I'm actually more involved than anyone thinks I am because I do a lot of voluntary things, and I listen to people, and when somebody needs to talk to somebody, I don't turn them away.
Why are you qualified to serve on City Council?
I'm very aware of all the issues that need to be improved or solved, and I'm a very good listener. I'm very observant. I keep up to date with anything and everything that concerns us as citizens, and I keep up to date with everything.
I know you attend almost every single city council meeting and speak during People to be Heard.
Yes, I do, and I do that because ever since I started coming to the city council meetings, every meeting these things are discussed and nothing gets done, or groups like in the marijuana committee, the planning committee, they don't meet for a lot of whatever reasons. And so I come because I feel I have something to offer. I make suggestions. And when I complain, I don't just complain, but I also offer suggestions.
Why should people vote for you?
People should vote for me because to whatever I commit myself to, I'm super duper ultra, ultra committed. And whatever I do, I take it seriously. And I have a lot to offer. And like I said, I'm a good listener and I speak the language. And I'm a good translator. And a lot of times, even when people are speaking, I can see a lot of things.
Mary, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.